This has been just an incredible year, and to be able to come back here and be a part of the festivities and be around tonight and be a part of the coin toss flip. I mean, it's been awesome. So it's great to be back.
When you walk down the halls, what kind of comes to mind?
Oh, just walking past my old locker and a lot of fond memories, a lot of positive experiences, a lot of teachers that impacted my life in a positive way, and it's great to be back. It's great to essentially this is kind of where it all started, and it's just kind of neat to see a lot of the teachers, a lot of the people that I went to school with.
What kind of support have you seen from everyone?
Oh, it's been great. It's I still keep in touch with several people, and just finishing my 11th year in the NBA, to think back of my time back here and my experiences and our friendships that we've developed over the years. It's great to be back and proud to be a Unity alum.
What has your summer been like since winning the championship in June? And I imagine it's been a whirlwind for you.
Yeah, it's been crazy. It's funny because when we were in the playoffs, I kept on telling a lot of the guys, Dirk and Jay Kidd and those guys, that they're kind of ruining my summer because we kept on winning. Normally I'm back and enjoying the lake middle of April. And so I would harass those guys, and then they would harass me right back and say, shoot, Cardinals never been, he didn't realize they played in May. He didn't realize they played in June. So it was a great experience with those guys and having the chance to go out to the ESPYs and rub shoulders with, the best athletes in the world. Being able to go back to Purdue, being able to come back here and just be a part of different events. It's been a crazy experience, been an awesome experience, been one that obviously I'll cherish forever.
You got a shout out. ESPYs.
Yeah, are you kidding me? It was great. We went down the red carpet and to be able to dress up and be a part of that. To be kind of ushered into the backstage where they had some food and drinks, and then people would come up to me every 5-10 minutes and say, you got to be in your seat by 5:45. You got to be in your seats. And heck, I'm just thinking, yeah, I'm just like everybody else. And then they finally told me, well, you're in the monologue. You got to be in your seats. And so right then I just bolted from our little gathering, and my wife looks up and trying to figure out where in the world I went. And so she's chasing me, trying to flag me down. And I mean, just to be mentioned to be honored with the Mavs. I mean, it was an incredible year, and to beat the team that we beat, just awesome.
Dirk Nowitzki talked all the time about how you made him tougher. What did you do in practice to kind of toughen him up? You're still one of the better players.
Yeah, Dirk and I we have a great relationship, and it's funny because for the last 10 years. Or for the first 10 years of my career, I was playing against him and had a chance to see him have a great night twice a year, four times a year, just when we would play him, and then to be on his team and to be able to see exactly the time he puts in, the effort, the hard work, and to see him do it night in and night out, it was great to be with him, and great to win a championship with him and Jay Kidd, guys that have, grinded for so long, and so my method to the madness with Dirk was first I would hope that he didn't sleep very well the night before we had practice, and then I hope he would have a bad breakfast, and then if those things didn't work, then I would just generally just foul him, and. That seemed to work a little more than the first two, but just playing against them and banging with them and I was there. I was on a make good contract, and so I played hard every day. I had something to prove, and so I was thankful and lucky to,
Elijah
have a chance
Miller,
to play him.
To the gym. Elijah Miller to the gym ASAP.
Brian, it would seem like the natural instinct would be you've had a great career, you win a championship, let's walk off in the sunset, but you don't want that, right?
I'd love to play a couple more years. It's crazy because last summer I remember having the talk with my wife and my family and just thinking that, I was going to go into retirement and I've had a great career and it's been more than what, myself and a lot of other people ever expected, and so it was great, and to have the chance to go to Dallas and a few weeks before camp starts and go there and make the team and have a chance to play and play well and win a championship, it's definitely rejuvenated a lot of things in me, and hopefully I'll get a chance to play again this next season.
Probably scared your wife though, the retirement talk.
Oh, quick! She didn't know. I mentioned that, and next thing she knows, she's like, "Well, there's a lot of things you can do. There's a lot of things." No, I'm kidding. No,
Are you going to stay in shape now? In the off season?
Yeah, just my normal routine. Essentially, exactly what I've been doing the last 10, 11 years. I've been doing a lot of track work, doing a lot of basketball drills, lifting, doing my normal routine with the hopes that the season is going to start on time, and then if it doesn't, then I'll just be in better shape, I guess. I think we're all hopeful that the season will start here soon, but who knows? Who knows what's going to happen?
Never thought of taking your family overseas for the year or anything like that.
Oh no, no. I in between my third and fourth year, I went over to Spain for 6 weeks and had a great experience, but. At this stage of my career and where my family's at, I think I'll just kind of sit here and hold tight and see what happens.
Is coaching in your future?
It'll be interesting just to kind of see how things work out. I've grown up around basketball my whole life. With my dad being in Illinois and playing here, obviously at Unity, and then on to Purdue, and then in the NBA, and it's hard to think of, what I'm going to do after I'm done playing without basketball. It's hard to think basketball's not going to be in my life.
Is your Weber Painter about coming back with them?
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, with both of them, we've had great conversations, and we'll see what happens. But I think those two are great coaches, and to have a chance to be around them and learn from them would be tremendous.
Every athlete has the dream of winning the championship. After 10 years in the league, did you think that you were running out of time and that it may not happen?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's everybody's goal, obviously, to win a championship, and there's a lot of factors that go into it, timing and injuries and who you're playing. There's so many things that kind of have to fall into place. The stars kind of have to align. And they did this year for me. But, I thought last summer was, I was going to retire and just kind of shut it down and didn't know if I'd have an opportunity to play. But yeah, I go into every offseason motivated to work harder, to work on your game and try to improve with the mindset that you want to win a championship, and whatever team you're on, you're going to do whatever you can to help that.
Do you have any kind of a verbal agreement or anything right now, or are you a free agent?
No, I'm just a free agent. Just a free agent, hopeful that
I could talk to the Mavericks in terms of next year yet. I mean, like at the end of the season?
Yeah, we had conversations with them. We talked to a variety of teams and got a lot of positive feedback. So, once this whole thing kind of shakes out, we'll see how the whole free agent period works and just kind of go with the flow, just because I don't think anybody really grasp what's going to happen. We can all speculate that things are going to work out this week, next week, in a month from now, but until it does, I think we're all just kind of sitting back and hoping for the best.
What was your first reaction when they asked you to be the Grand Marshal of the parade today?
Oof. My first thought was, I'd love to do it, love to be a part of it. And to be back, for Coach Akers is going in the Hall of Fame, I definitely wanted to come back and be a part of this, this weekend, this day, to support him. I've had a lot of great coaches in my career, and he definitely ranks up there as one of the best.
A lot of Illini fans say they missed you, in recruiting, and that you're one of the. Do Illini fans come up to you and say, "Man, you should have been in the orange and blue"? And they still talk to you.
Yeah, some do. So, some definitely, wish I was in the orange and blue. Some of them, start off with, "God, I hated you." I probably get that more than I get the other part, but. It's funny. It's who knows? Who knows if they missed or what happens? The recruiting process is tough, and you try to look in. Every coach tries to look in their crystal ball and try to figure out who's going to be the greatest player, that they're after. And at the time, I think I was a good player, but they were looking at other guys, and it's. I sometimes think it's difficult for coaches, to believe in small town kids. You have big mighty Chicago up there. I think a lot of people would rather take chances on kids from up there than take chances on kids from small towns. But it obviously worked out. Just having a chance to come back and be 9-0 against them, that's something that was great, and I harassed my dad every once in a while about it. Oh, it felt great. It felt great.
While you're back here, do you have a message for the kids at Unity now about going forward and pursuing their dreams?
Yeah, it's I think sports aside, I hope I'm a good example for the kids. Anything is possible, regardless of where you're from. Unity has a tremendous amount to offer. The resources here are great, I think the kids that come through should be motivated, are motivated. Because anything is possible. You hear that quite a bit. If you believe and if you work hard I'm a firm believer that hard work, will definitely help you in finding your dreams and your passion and it's great to be back. It's great to see these kids. It's great to be a part of today, just because I remember many moons ago when I was, out there on the corner, begging for candy as the football team wouldn't come by on the float, and so it was cool to see young kids out there, and unfortunately I was a little heavy handed at the beginning and I ran out of candy, but it's great to be back, and it's great to see these kids.
What's the most surreal moment of this past year for you? Is there one person you met or one thing that happened? The most surreal.
Golly, there's so many things that have happened. It's, just winning the championship and going up on stage and going out the night, we won it and meeting all kinds of people and just the festivities and the parties and meeting Jimmy Johnson at the ESPYs and then, calling him and, seeing if my brother and I can go to a race up in Michigan and us, getting tickets and sitting in the, the pit crew, whatever. That was unbelievable to be a part of that and kind of see his world. But there's so many things that have happened this past year that it's hard to pinpoint. You know, just one. You know, I could talk for the next 5 hours of, you know, the random things that have happened that, you know, I think would shock even me. So it's been great.